feedback. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana Ki Jai. Just to repeat verse 13 again, and small comment, which I don't believe we got to yesterday. Prichate ma lata bahun apyashlishta vanaspate nunam tat karaja sprishta vimratyupula kanyaho. Translation. Some gopis begin to address their other gopi friends. O Sakis, why don't you question these creepers who are so jubilantly embracing the big trees as if the trees were their husbands? It appears that the flowers of the creepers must have been touched by the nails of Krishna. Otherwise, how could they feel so jubilant? So we have just a few words we'd like to say when we were reflecting on these verses some time ago. There is a lesson to learn from the Brajagopis' mad way of speaking to the trees, to the flowers, to the creepers, to the earth, to the deer, to each other. Because they're in the madness of divine love, unmad. And although the gopis have the deepest love for Krishna, they think that, what are they thinking? They're thinking that a creeper, a lowly creeper, a tree, a deer, or the earth, that they have more love. They have more love for Krishna because they're saying, Krishna's with you. You're walking with Krishna. Krishna must have touched you. He must have glanced at you lovingly. He must have accepted your obeisances, but he's nowhere to be seen by us. So they're thinking, they have more love than us. So what is the lesson? This is the primary, this idea, this way of thinking, which we touched on yesterday somewhere in that circuitous presentation. This is the primary symptom of one in love with Krishna. This is how one thinks, he or she, the lover of Krishna. We're all aspiring lovers of Radha and Krishna. So what do they think? I have no love. Premanaganda? Mahaprabhu says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Premanaganda. Ganda means fragrance, scent. And everyone say, oh, Mahaprabhu. You're a Mahaprabhu. You're the Prabhu who's in Mahabhav. Mahaprabhu. You're relishing the Mahabhav of Radharani. You are a master. You are a lord. You are everything. You are Prananath. He said, no. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. Don't speak like this. I don't have a fragrance, a drop of love for Krishna. So Mahaprabhu is the guru. For whom? For us? Gaudiya Vaishnavas. He's teaching. Who could be more exalted? Because on one level, he's Bhakta Bhagavan. On the other level, he's Bhagavan. He's the ideal devotee in the Rag Marg, absorbed in Gopi Bhav, searching for Radharani, searching for Krishna, but mostly searching for Krishna in the Bhav of Radharani. And that's one point I don't have, but I thought a few minutes ago that the fusion of these two Leelas, Mahaprabhu Leela and Mahabhavati and Radharani and Krishna's Leela, is very essential and very helpful and conducive to our advancement. Because our role model, our exemplars, are the six Goswamis. And the six Goswamis are the exemplars and teachers of Raghunuga Bhakti and Gopi Bhav, and how to follow the path of Manjari Bhav Upasana. How to worship Radharani and Krishna in the mood and Bhav and feelings and sentiments and identity and oneness with the Braja Gopis and the Manjaris of Vrindavan, like Tulsi Manjari, Das Goswami, Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami, etc. So there, They took their lead. The six Goswamis took their lead from Mahaprabhu. They were with him. Many of them were with him in Puri. Das Goswami was 16 years there. Rupa came for a month or two. It's hard to say how long. Not very long. Sanatan. And Raghunath Bhatta, I don't know. But especially Raghunath. And he is the emperor. Raghunath Das Goswami. He is the emperor of Raghunuga Bhakti and Gopi Bhav. He is, if you speak to the great devotees and gurus here at Radhakund or in Braj Mandal, Varsana, Nandagaon, you say, can you tell me? I've been many years in this bhakti field of devotion. Can you tell me what are the essential books to dive into, to absorb, to memorize, to live, to breathe, to think, to meditate, to hear, that will help me develop my rag, my attachment, my greed, my love for Krishna and Radharani like the gopis? Immediately, without any hesitation, they will say three names. Radha Rasudha Nidhi, Vilap Kusamanjali, Sankalpa Kalpadrum. These three they will say. My Diksha Guru answered the question the same way. My Shiksha Guru answered the same question in the same way. And other personalities whom we adore and worship and follow, they say the same thing. And so this is one point where we can really, on our own, in the association of the great sadhus in our heart, by the association of the great sadhus residing in our mind and hearts, and a Paramatma, Acharya, Chaitya Guru, Vapusha, Chaitya Guru in the heart, then we can realize so many things. At the end of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 90 in the Tika, last few words, Vishwanath is very extremely self-effacing, if you know what I mean. Self-effacing, where he denigrates himself, or he puts himself down. He said, finally, this Vishwanath Chakravarti has finished and completed the commentaries in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. And there's more to go, the 11th and 12th. Then he says, then he breaks down, who is this Vishwanath? Vishwa. Shwa means dog. And V means universe. He's Vishwanath. He's a dog that has no master. V, he's without a master. It's very unbelievable. After, well, we worked on this book, and I don't know when, can't remember. 2000 and somewhere. 2012 or so. With Bhanu Swami. And editing it, he was translating. When we got to that point, it was too much. So serious, so deep, so advanced. And he's saying, I'm a dog, and I'm wagging my tail outside the door, hoping the master, oh, this is beautiful. But then the final words he says, I used to remember the Sanskrit. He says something like, Sadhu Sangha, Ride, you know, Bita, whatever. He says, I have been able to reveal these secrets and these beautiful commentaries in the 10th canto by the association with the great sadhus in my heart. Very deep and profound. I've mentioned it maybe twice or thrice in these classes because it's so applicable to us and so hopeful for us and so encouraging for us and so realistic for us. Those that are seriously practicing Raghunuga Bhakti for 10, 20, 30 years, they call down, they call these great sadhus into their heart by their utkanta bhav, by their hankering, their mood of hankering. Oh, we see in the bhajan of Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya, he says, Jayanilo Premadana. He says, where have they gone? I'm breaking my head in separation. Where is my Krishnadas Kaviraj? Where is my Rupa Goswami? Where is my Jiva Goswami? So for Vishnu Chakravarti, he was crying the same way and cracking his head. And then they came and entered his heart. And that's why his leading disciple, Krishnadas Brahmachari, when he was glorifying his guru in 1770s, he said, it is the opinion of the Vaishnava Samaj that our, means his guru, that our Vishwanath is the incarnation, or let's say, yeah, incarnation in the body, come in the body, that our Vishwanath is the incarnation of Sri Rupa Goswami. That's his, let's say, his subjective view. So this is very nice. So therefore, we mentioned these three books, and now Lord Chaitanya, it is very conducive, as I mentioned those books, it's also been told to me, and I've also followed this for many years, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is in many languages. Is it in Russian? Oh, amazing. That's amazing. A big book, all word for word and everything. Very good. That's very nice. Bengali, Hindi, Russian, Chinese, I don't know, whatever languages. Portuguese. Oh, that's wonderful. I suppose then must be Spanish also. What's she saying? I wonder there's so many Rusics from Croatia. 25 years. Some people are hardly that old. At any rate, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Many discussions here, many tattvas, many leelas, many many wonderful things. So those that are practicing Raghunuga Bhakti and pursuing a Manjari Bhav, this is chock full of Manjari Bhav, chock full of Gopi Bhav. How so? Mahaprabhu himself, he's saying, hey, I came to give this Sobhakti Shriyam, Sobhakti Shriyam, this Sri Bhakti, this devotion to Radharani. I'm after this devotion. I'm trying to understand Radharani's happiness and love and devotion and Seva Bhav. And I want you to take this. This is my internal mood. I'm after this Gopi Bhav. Which Gopi? Radha Gopi. Radha Gopi Bhav. And you must be after the Gopis also. You must be after Gopi Bhav. See me, follow me. I'm walking somewhere. You're walking somewhere. You see a park somewhere. I see a park somewhere. So when you see the park means trees and all these things. When you see the trees in the park, do you think of Krishna's Kunja Leela? And do you enter that park and go a little mad and start running in that park and running, Krishna, where are you? And suddenly you see Krishna under some walnut tree or elm tree or pine tree or whatever. And then you run closer and then you smell Krishna's fragrance. And the whole garden is pervaded with Krishna's beautiful fragrance of musk, kasturi and musk and camphor and sandalwood and blue lotus. And then you faint. Is that what happens to you? This is an example I'm telling you. You should follow like this, become mad like this. Anything you see in your environment is an udipan, excitant, stimulant, reminder, instigator, pusher, mover, fire upper, to make you remember Krishna is Leela in Gopi Bhav, in Raghunuga Bhakti, as a sadhaka. So the gopis, we're seeing these are the direct sakshat gopis. Crying out, Krishna, where are you? Now we're going to read Lord Chaitanya in the chat, speaking the same verses, in the same mood, doing the same thing, running through a garden, searching for Krishna. 500 years ago, and it happened 200 years ago, and it happened 100 years ago, and it happened 15 years ago. It should happen right now. In the gardens of your mind, in the parks of your mind, or wherever you go, there's parks everywhere, there's nature everywhere, there's forests. Do you tune in to the Leela world beyond the cover? Aham prakashya sarvasya lokamaya samanvrita. This maya, yoga maya samanvrita. Just beyond the cover. Pull the curtain, there it is. What is the curtain? Our lack of desire. The curtain that separates us from Leela is our lack of desire, our lack of attachment, our lack of love. As that increases, oh, this is so amazing. So therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita, what do you do? You go all through the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Antya Leela, and wherever Lord Chaitanya is in Gopi Bhav, which is everywhere. Everywhere he's in Gopi Bhav. And dancing in Ratha Yatra. He's in Gopi Bhav. So many verses. You start and you see he's chanting these prayers and love songs and all kinds of amazing things, and Rupa Goswami is supporting it with his own compositions, following the lead, but putting Radha and Krishna there, and Yamuna Palina instead of Vedasi, Reva River and the Vedasi trees, and some boy and girl, you know, love, having a love affair before a marriage. It's all there, parallel. So you go through all these sections. We've given classes on all these sections. Chaitanya Charitamrita, know so many things. So you go through and you draw, you mark all verses to that, chapter, Madhya Leela, chapter 15. And then all these things, you print them out, you record them, you speak them, you meditate. And it's all Gopi Bhav, it's all Raghunatha Bhakti, it's all Mandri Upasana. Did you know? Maybe. Are you doing? No. So this is the idea. What is Raghunatha Bhakti? How to follow Raghunatha Bhakti? Raghunatha Bhakti is all about developing love. Rag. Rag means loving attachment, loving interest, loving thirst. The basis of rag is thirst. Thirst becomes so great and so intense and so bad, you become greedy. Where is water? Where is water? Where is the leelas? Oh, there's leelas there. Where is the leelas? Where is the tattva? Where is the Gopi Bhav? In Mahabhu. Mahabhu is the embodiment of Gopi Bhav. Am I right? Anyone agree? And what does it mean, Gopi Bhav? How do you feel? And what do you look? And how do you see? You're walking in Puri. It's just some trees in a park. But the drishti, the vision. If you have the backing, then you have the vision. And that Mahaprabhu, who is so intensely after Mahabhava, so intensely asking the trees and flowers, where is Krishna? And the gopis are asking, Mahaprabhu is asking it, and all the sadhus and bhavas and sannyasis and devotees and ladies and gentlemen following Mahaprabhu as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they're also following him, they're also asking, and they're also searching. Gopis are searching for Krishna, Mahaprabhu is searching for Krishna. What are we doing? We're searching for pizza, searching for olive oil. Well, where do you get good olive oil in Vrindavan? Are eat something and run. You know, put the gas in the car and drive. Sattvic, nice. Cook yourself. Keep nice consciousness. 30 years, myself. So it's nice. But then, where is Krishna? This is what the teaching? Hey, Radhe, Brajadevike. Gopis are teaching, that's Gopi Bhav. Mahaprabhu's teaching, that's Gopi Bhav. Six Goswamis are teaching, that's Gopi Bhav. The followers and gurus of Lord Chaitanya and Gaudiya, they're also teaching Gopi Bhav and search for Krishna and cry for Krishna and become a gopi and become a manjari. Are they not? They should be. This is the definition. This is where we are. Let's come on. So Lord Chaitanya said, Premanaganda, I don't have any love. And the gopis are saying, I don't have any love. And what are we saying? Oh, I'm so big, big. I'm Barabara Bhakta. I'm very big. Do you know who I am? Oh, child, I didn't know you were so, so big. You're really big. Often we see a new devotee who thinks, I am so fixed up. I'm a good devotee, but others are not. Whereas, the nature of a true Krishna Bhakta is that he feels the other way around. All others are serving Krishna except me. And who is the best example of this bhavan consciousness? Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Never once did he offend anyone. Devotees would come to him and say, oh, Bhatta. Because there's so many Raghunaths. So there was Bhatta Raghunath. There was Bhatta Raghunath and Das Raghunath and Vaidya Raghunath. And Upadhyaya Raghunath and Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's four Raghunaths. There's so many Haridasas. Someone was called Bara Haridas, Bara Haridas. Then there's Chota Haridas. Bara Haridas is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Namacharya. The Raghunaths. One was a doctor. One Raghunath is a doctor. One Raghunath is a Brahmin. One Raghunath, or two Raghunaths are Brahmins. And one Raghunath is a Kayast. Das Goswami. Bhatta Goswami, then Vaidya Raghunath, Bhatta Raghunath, Das Raghunath, and Upadhyaya, or Pandit Raghunath, whatever. Raghunath Upadhyaya. He spoke a very nice verse, by the way. Gauranga. Lord Chaitanya asked him, can you speak a verse about, he composed himself, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, can you speak a verse about your Ishtadev, Devata? And then he spoke a verse about Shamsundar. So beautiful, and I can't remember. You have to find Raghunath Upadhyaya. So the real devotee thinks, like Raghunath, people come to Raghunath Bhatta, oh, Raghunath, do you know that Krishna Das did this and that, and Chaitanya Das did this and that? Acha, I don't know what you know, but you know what I know? I know that all these devotees that you're mentioning are very nice devotees. They're very good devotees. They're all serving Krishna. And we're so fortunate to have them amongst us. And we're so fortunate to be living near them and by them. And the planet itself, Earth planet, the Mother Bhumi, are so happy and fortunate and blessed to have their feet moving here and there and their presence on this planet. That's all I know. This is Raghunath Bhatta, Goswami. So this is one in his charitra, in his biography, life story. This is one of the sterling qualities that he's famous for. In Gaudiya Vaishnava Abhidan by Haridas Das. I mean, Haridas Das, I think it's Haridas Das Baba, whatever his name was. Something like that. A lot of Dasses. Haridas Das, whatever. So he mentions this and everywhere. And we also compiled small biographies in one book, Gaudiya Vaishnava Samadhis. So we put that there also. And certainly it's nice to reflect upon Raghunath Bhatta's quality. Oh, he's very good. Try to see the good in everyone. So the real devotee thinks everyone's serving Krishna but me. Raghunath Bhatta, he said the same words. I don't know. They're all serving Krishna. They're better than me. Gopis are saying the same thing 5,000 years ago. Oh, Plaksha tree, oh, Nagroda tree, oh, Ashwa tree, oh, Malati Malika Yuti Jutika, oh, dear, oh, Mriga, oh, dear, oh, Bhumi. You're all serving Krishna so wonderfully, and you're all so fortunate to be blessed by his association, touch, darshan, ashirvad, but not us. We're really downtrodden, unfortunate. We can't even see Krishna. Krishna's not touching us. He's not embracing us. Like your latas are embracing the tree and Krishna must have touched you and you're in ecstasy, like being embraced by Krishna. A lowly lata or a flowering plant or tulsi, you're all more fortunate. They're using words like kalyan, oh tulsi, kachit tulsi kalyani, oh tulsi, you're so fortunate. You're so mangal. Oh, but we're not. And they're crying. So this kind of humility and worldview and way of seeing devotees and considering devotees arises as spiritual humility, real, genuine spiritual humility arises, and as spiritual humility will arise or does arise as one's genuine affection increases for Radha and Krishna. Affection and humility, they grow together. And then the affection at a certain point fuses with humility and becomes bhav, and it thickens and deepens and condenses and sweetens and becomes prema. Prema and humility are the foundation. China adapi sunichena turiva sehishina amanina amanidena kirtiniya sadahari. A humble, aspiring devotee, he prays, oh, Radha and Krishna, you're so far away, and I am so fallen and unqualified. I don't have a drop of love like all your other wonderful devotees. End of quote and prayer. The closer the finite jiva moves towards the infinite Lord, Sri Krishna, the more and more he and she feels finite, small, humble, fallen, worthless, and undeserving. I don't deserve this. Oh, Krishna. As I mentioned the other day, we went to Barsana. We were blessed by the darshan and sweet words and then a feast, and sadhu held my hand and led me to the feast, sat me down and sat He was sitting next to me. I wanted to sit over there with the regular crowd, so to speak. And then he said, no, no, you sit here. All the Babas sit here. I said, so there's like one duck or one crow among all these swan-like devotees. And I was coming back in the car and I was thinking, oh, how, I don't deserve this mercy. So that's how we feel, the devotees feel. How am I in Vrindavan? How am I here? How am I able to speak to the devotees? How am I able to see them, have darshan, and see the Brijvasis? I have adhikar, I have qualification. I deserve it, it's my right, I earned it. No, it's all mercy. Once I met I know a very elevated Brahmin in this village. He's very handsome, he's very tall, he's very wealthy, he's very famous, great devotee, does Govardhan Parikrama all the time, serves sadhus and saints. And I was speaking with him at Uddhava Kund. I by chance met him there. He was speaking to his Brahmin friend there, Giridhari, one other Brijvasi. He lives here in Radhakund also. The Sevite there, Uddhava Kund, on the backside. And I stopped and I was sitting at his feet. He said, no, no, you sit next to me. I sat next to him. And I said, you're so fortunate. What did you do in your last life? I can't even imagine what type of bhakti, what kind of punya and sukriti and how many prikamas and how much devotion you must have had that Krishna Radharani blessed you. He said, no, 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 be quiet. No, stop, stop, stop. I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything in my Purva Janam. I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything to deserve this birth in Radhakund, in a Brahmin family, and be Radharani's devotee, and live with Giriraj Baba and all the saintly people. I didn't do anything. It's only by mercy. Somehow Radharani gave her mercy. That's all. Don't say any. Don't. He said, stop. Don't say any of these things. It's only by mercy. Because according to Shastra, I could prove my points. I could prove all my points. Suchinam Shimatam Gehe Yoga Brashti Vijayati. I can quote Bhagavad Gita and you know, a few places and probably a whole lot more to prove that his birth in this place is due to a lot of factors besides mercy. But his vichara, his mentality, his idea, his thinking, his speaking, it was deeply realized in this concept. In this point, it's only by mercy. So when one has received mercy that doesn't deserve it all, then he feels, I don't deserve, I don't deserve, I don't deserve. I don't deserve to have this guru. Everyone has a guru. What? Oh, my guru, this, that. We say, oh, my guru, this, you should, with the greatest reverence, we read the scriptures on Vaishnavachar. They say, someone asks you, oh, who is your guru, Dave? Ah, you know, so-and-so sannyas, you know, Baba. No, this is aparad. So everyone wonders, I'm chanting so many rounds. Why am I not advancing? No, because behavior. No maryada, no bhakti. Maryada means conduct, behavior, tradition. Behavior is everything because behavior shows the result of all your rounds and shows the result of all your reading and shows the result of all your fasting and shows the result of all your studies and all your sadhusanga. It's all seen, measured, and weighed in your behavior. So someone says, who is your Gurudev? First you fold your hands. It may seem funny or silly or stupid. Who cares? When you joined some spiritual mission, did you care what people thought? Did you care what your grandmother and mother thought that you became a Hare Krishna? You really cared? I want this. I need this. I have to follow this. I love you all dearly, with all respects. Good night, goodbye, chalega. I'm gone. Everything gone, sleep on the floor, career finished, everything. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You're crazy, you're not crazy. So this is what they say, and I've seen, and we should try to do. We fold our hands. Oh, this is an opportunity. Person is asking me, who is my guru? I am so fortunate. There are billions of people on this planet. I don't know, 7 billion people. Maybe 5 or 6 have a guru. Why me? Why I have a guru? I don't deserve it. Why Krishna has picked me? Why Krishna has given bhakti in my heart? Why? I don't deserve it. I have so many friends and so many good people, they don't have this. Maybe in this whole life they will pass in the illusion of body without the mercy. So, and somehow I have a guru. And it gives us a chance to remember our guru and to honor our guru and to show our respect and love to others. And we can also be an example. Yad yat acharati shrestat tat tat evektarojana. So yat pramanam kurute lokas tad anavartate. It's in Bhagavad Gita. Whatever a great man does, a common man follows in his footsteps. Whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues and follows. So there's Baro Baro Acharya and Chota Chota Acharya. The new devotee, the old devotee, the guru, the disciple, everyone should be Acharya, Achar. Ideal Gaudiya Vaishnava devotional behavior. Ideal Gaudiya Vaishnava devotional behavior. This is Achar. Oh, excuse me. Oh, Krishnadas. You're obviously you're initiated. What is your name, Krishnadas? Oh, who is your guru? Hands folded, eyes closed, bend your head. I am the very fortunate, and you can say it in Hindi if you want, but I am the most fortunate recipient of the mercy of my beloved Gurudev, Kripa Patram, recipient of mercy. Ashtarasata Shri, then you say the name with your head bowed and then the eyes closed and your hands folded. And then you look up and the person, the devotee seeing you, what happens? He becomes impressed. What happens? He learns. What happens? His heart melts. What happens? Krishna is pleased with both. He's being blessed by seeing you and you're being blessed by your guru who is watching everything. He's Chaitya. Guru is in the heart. Acharya Guru, Acharya Chaitya Guru Vapusha. Guru is in the heart as Krishna. Krishna comes out of the heart as Shiksha Diksha Guru. So Krishna in the heart is watching you. Internally, from here, Krishna is watching you. And from outside, if you have Guru, he's watching you. This is Achar. This is behavior. Krishna shows ideal behavior throughout the Bhagavatam. Always respecting everyone. Gopis are showing ideal behavior. So this is, we feel undeserving, I have nothing. And such feelings that the closer the finite jiva, to repeat, the closer the finite jiva moves to the infinite Krishna, the more he or she feels more finite, small, humble, fallen, worthless, and undeserving. However, such feelings cannot be forced. You can't learn. It just comes by bhakti bhajan and by the blessings of Guru and Krishna. It cannot be forced or imitated. The Braj Gopis are showing here in the Ras Lila the topmost prem and pure love for Krishna and the topmost limit of humility. Quote, we pray for a drop of the gopis' humility. They're asking the earth. They have no ego. I'm not going to ask the earth. I'm Chandravali. I'm the gopi. There's no pride. Amani na, amani de na. Amani. They don't have money. Money means self-respect, self-worth, pride. Gopis koine. They don't have. Mana dana means to give respect. Dana, to give man. Man means respect, honor to others. So they have the topmost pure love for Krishna and the topmost limit of humility. We pray for a drop of the gopis' humility and a drop of their Krishna prema. So that was small comments we had on verse 13 about all their searching and humility and humbly approaching the earth and the trees and the deer. They meet a deer and there are thousands and thousands and thousands of deer in the forest. And they find one deer by chance wandering around at 12 o'clock at night, 12:30 at night. This is nighttime. This is Maharashtans. This is a very restless deer. Couldn't sleep. Usually they're somewhere sleeping. So the deer came on the scene, Yogamaya, whatever, woke one up and sent one out there. And then, deer? No one ever asked the logical, Western, reasonable question, what's a deer doing up at 12:30 at night in the forest? No Indian would ever ask that question in 10,000 years. But a West, Western person immediately say, this is not according to nature. Deer are asleep at night and wake up at sunrise. Not in Vrindavan. These are transcendental deer, remember. And they're very dear to the Priyas, the Priyajis, the gopis. The deer are dear to the... Anyway, that was in the verse itself. We covered that. So let us begin text 14. This is chapter 30 of 10th canto, verse number 14. It yunmata vacho gopya krishnan vaishna kattara mila bhagavatas tasta yanuchakrus taratmika vacho gopya vaishna kattara taratmika. These are the last words of the Padas, the lines. Translation. Having spoken these words, the gopis, feeling distraught, means very unhappy, from searching for Krishna, begin to act out his various pastimes, fully absorbed in Krishna, in thoughts of Krishna. Their minds are fully taratmika with Krishna's mind, because they have to identify, I'm Krishna, and they're meditating on the lila. We're doing the same thing. We're also identifying. We're not identifying with Krishna. We're identifying with Radharani. This is Gopi Bhav. This is Manjri Bhav. It's called Taratmika Bhav. Bhav Taratmika. Who's Bhav? Radharani's Bhav. Who's Atma? Who's mind? Atma means mind. Atma means heart. Atma means identity and personality, jiva. So who's life? Whose life force are we identifying with? And whose mind and whose heart? Radha, Radharani. The Manjris are thinking, what does she want? What does she feel? It says the gopis, Manjris, Nitya, Sakis, and Pran Sakis, they are the shadows of Radharani. They are the heartbeat of Radharani. They are the pulse of Radharani. They are the thoughts of Radharani. They are the Pran of Radharani. So this is the idea here, that their minds, because they're Krishna's devotees, they're Krishna's sneha, adik, or whatever, maybe sama sneha, many gopis are sama sneha adika, they love Krishna as much as they love Radharani. But then now they're also nayakas, they're also Krishna's heroines and lovers and beloveds. So they're all searching in unison, kahan, Krishna, kahan. So they start, they're thinking, oh, now I'm Krishna. And then they enact Krishna's leelas. So Jiva Goswami Pad, well, I will read the verse again because everyone wonders what's going on. Chapter 30, verse 14, for those that were meditating. So this is the Sanskrit. It yunmata vacho gopya krishnan vaishana. Krishna vaishana means to search. The title of this chapter is Rasa Krita Krishna Vaishana. Krishnan Vaishana. So now this word appears right here in verse. It means searching for Krishna. Krishnan Vaishna Kattara Lila Bhagavatas Tasta Yanuchakrus Taratmika. And I said in the last words of the three padas, Vacho Gopya Shana Kattara Tadatmika. So beginning his comments, first, Jiva Goswami comments on this word, on this Unmata. It's in Pada 1, line 1, second word is Unmata. Unmata means mad, Unmad, Divya Unmad. So speaking like insane, Jiva Goswami Pad says, speaking like insane persons, the gopis can no longer search for Krishna because of grief. So he connects line 1 and 2, Unmata Kattara. This word Kattara even sounds like someone's cutting you or breaking you. Kattara. The same word is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita describing Madhavendra Puri. Like the gopis, Madhavendra Puri is in separation from Radharani and from Krishna. He says, Ai dina tayardar natahe kadavaloka matura ridyam alochana kattara. Alochana Ridya Katara, Brahmadikim Karomyaham. He says, this is Radharani's praying. Madhavendra Puripada is absorbed in Radhabhav, which is rather unusual because he lived about, so many years ago, 600 years ago or so, Madhavendra Puri, and he took his diksha, it's said or believed to be true. He took his sannyas from some Advaitin, like Lord Chaitanya and others. That was his standard those days. He took sannyas from some Advaitin, but he took his diksha from some person in the Madhva Sampradaya. So Madhavendra Puri, because the Madhva Sampradaya, they worship Krishna in Dasyarati. Dasyarati, they worship Krishna, Udupi Krishna, with the idea of going to Aishwarya Golok or whatever. I'm not exactly sure. But it's more of a Vaikuntha mood, as you see by the type of festivals they have there and all the gold and this and that. And it's quite heavy dose of Aishwarya there. I've been there a few times. And I was there by chance on Ekadasi, and they bought Thakurji out. The Utsamurti, Udupi Krishna. And they put him on a big chariot, and they ran around their little courtyard there, in-house, Rath, and all gold wheels and everything gold. So he's praying it. He's in Radhabhav and separation. He's in the mood of Radharani, totally in Radhabhav, Govibhav. And viraha, separation. Ai dina diardanathe mataranath kadavalokine. He says, ai dina diardanath. Oh, you are dina diardya. You are the nath. You are the Lord. You are the Lord of the fallen, the Lord of the poor. And we're your gopis, and I'm your Radharani. And we're so poor and suffering in your separation. Ai dina diardanathe mataranath kadavalokine. But now you're no longer the Dayanath. You're no longer the Gopinath or Radhanath. You're no longer Gopinath. Now you're Mathuranath. You're the Lord and King of Mathura. And so much grandeur and opulence. And we don't see you. And in this condition, Alochana Ridya Katara. He said, without seeing you, Alochan, Vridya Katara. Without seeing you, my heart is breaking in pieces. My teacher translated like this. I asked him word for word, my Diksha Guru. I asked him and I said, what is this Katara? Because the translation is a little different than what I saw. So I went through this verse because it's a very important verse. My teachers have told me this is a very important verse to memorize because it's Radhabhav, it's Virahabhav, it's very good. So we try to do that. So then he says, Katara. Katara means it's just your heart is breaking, you're breaking. So Radharani is saying, oh, Krishna, you're in Mathura. My heart is breaking apart and falling apart in your separation. And then she says, Brahmati, it says, the last line, Dayata. Dayata Brahmati. Dayata, Dayata Brahmati, Kim Karomyaham. Oh, my Dayata. Dayata, Dayita, Dayita. Dayata says, oh, my beloved, my heart's breaking apart. And Radharani says, but oh, my beloved, Brahmati, Dayata, Dayata Brahmati, Kim Karomyaham. Oh, my Dayata, oh, my beloved, oh, my beloved Shyam, Krishna. Dayata, and he says, I'm in Brahm, I'm totally bewildered, Brahmati. I'm in illusion, I'm confused, I'm bewildered, I'm out of my wits, losing my mind and brain, everything. And then Kim Karomyaham. Kim Karomyaham means, what can I do? Kim Karom means do. What can I do in this condition? Ah, Ha Radha, Ha Radha, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna. And then Madhavendra Puri leaves his body. How ideal, how perfect, how absorbed, how Krishna conscious. Totally Krishna conscious from the viewpoint of Radharani's heart, from the bhava of Radharani. That's why this verse, many sannyasis and many people have told me in my 30 years at Vrindavan, You live this verse, you breathe this verse, and maybe when you die, you'll chant this verse. I don't know. Can't say. Better study more. I forgot a little bit. Dayata Brahmyate Kim Karomyaham. Krishna. Most beautiful verse from the mouth of Madhavendra Puripada. Simadhi Lila. Chaitanya Charitamrita. So here's the same word. Krishna Vaishna Katara. Gopis are searching for Krishna. Their hearts are breaking. It says distraught. Distraught means you're at your wit's end. You're very unhappy. But this is not because what is distraught? Their hearts. But it really means they're broken to pieces. Like Prabhupada used to say, life members are like fine china. You know china, a very costly little, I don't know, clay, and they fire it in some oven or something. It seems like that porcelain type thing. Clay and white and all fancy designs. Depends on where it's from and what year it is and what design it is. 16th century Dutch china, or you know, all kinds of things. It can cost a lot of money. And said, but if you offend them, if you offend them and don't treat them properly with the proper behavior, achar, then it's like you drop a china, this, it's kind of like glass and porcelain and clay. You drop it, the saucer or the teacup or what, on the ground and it breaks. You just can't get fevicol and some glue and glue the pieces back together with some super glue. It will never be the same. It'll have all cracks and lines in it, little pieces of glue stuck here and there. It won't, it's like kacha, it's not, it has no value. So he said this, the life members are like that. If you offend them, then they're like, you can't repair them. You can't fix them up. They'll leave and they won't come back. So that's katara. The gopis' hearts are broken in so many pieces they can't glue them back together again. Interesting analogy. How, where, why, don't ask. You have to go inside and see what kind of monkeys are in there. And anyway, it went in like that. So this is Jiva Goswami Pad's giving us some inspiration to speak these things, because he's highlighting that. Because of grief, katara. Thus the gopis begin singing loudly as before and acting out Krishna's pastimes, such as killing putana. Because the consciousness of the gopis is completely in Krishna. Well, that sounds good. The consciousness of the gopis is completely in Krishna. You know what that's called? That's called Krishna consciousness. When your consciousness is completely in Krishna, you're in Krishna consciousness. Ki jai. The Krishna consciousness movement. I heard about it. I'm trying to stay far away. They're too wild. They jump around the streets. And I've seen them on the streets in Radhakund. Oh, they're dangerously crazy. And why'd you stop? I don't know. Why you stood 5 minutes, I saw. I know I couldn't move. They put some... They hypnotized me. I couldn't move. Imagine all of us, all of you here in the Harinam party, you're on so many cell phones, on so many Facebooks out there somewhere. Hey, check this out, Jack. And they send it to some friend, you know, from IBM in Bangalore, you know. What's that? Some crazy people. The gopis are crazy. Because their consciousness is completely in Krishna. Basically, this is the meaning of the word tadatmika. Tadatmika means that that's the last word of the line, and that's where the comment is derived from. Tadatmika. Their atma is absorbed in Krishna. So they're Krishna sneha, sama sneha, but we are Radha sneha. Gopis Manjari gopis are Radha sneha adik. We have extra special affection for Radharani, sneha. And Tanishta Saki and Brinda Devi, they have Krishna Sneha Adik. They have more affection for Krishna than Radha. Yeah, Brinda Devi. It's right there in Rupa Goswami's writings. And if you learn that and understand the nature of these snehas, then you'll see, which I mentioned before, and my editor has probably heard, and Govinda Lilamrita and other places where they're all together in action. There's some Radhasneha Sakis and some Krishna Sneha Sakis, like Tulsi Manjari Das Goswami meets Dhanishta, then Brinda, and then Tulsi's playing games. This is in maybe Madhyan Leela or Purvan Leela towards the end, maybe 10 o'clock or just before Madhyan Leela. Tulsi Manjari and Dhanishta and maybe Kundalata, I don't know, they all meet Krishna and Subhava Metamangala at Kusum Sarovar, not for flower picking and all that, because it really doesn't go on there. Goes on here. Pushpacharya, stealing flowers, collecting flowers is all done here, but they tell the Leela there, because that's the Leela from Nimbark Sampradaya, and everything becomes one, and every Leela goes everywhere. Anyway, it's Leela, it's nice. Same Krishna. But Gaudiyas go there. In fact, I did myself. And they tell these Leelas, you know, I did that 30 years ago, not now. So then they meet there, and then Tulsi, oh, Tulsi, you're always like a shadow with Radharani. You must know where she is. Oh, I know where she is, and you don't want to hear it. She's locked up in Yavat. She can't come out. Oh, Tulsi, yeah, it's very bad, Krishna. I don't know. Today it looks like it's not happening. So you better maybe go somewhere else. Maybe go to Chandravali or somewhere. No, no, hey, Tulsi, what are you talking about? Tulsi's testing Krishna's heart, you know, like Prem Samput. So, no, really. Then Tanishtha and then Tulsi, I mean, Brinda Devi, they look at Tulsi Manjari, Das Goswami, give her a dirty look, you know, way women look at each other, you know. So then they gave this look like, hey, Tulsi, stop torturing our Krishna, because we're Krishna Sneha. You're with Radharani's party, but we're with Krishna's party. And you're beating up our Krishna. So then Brinda Devi and Dinesha, they both look together. Like, and in that glance, Dinesha, who's Krishna Sneha Adik, and she lives right with him. I mean, come on. And in Nandagaon, she's, you know, you take on the color of your association, the Spotika effect, Spotika Prabhava, the crystal. So you're always living with Krishna. You'll start voting for Krishna. You'll start cheering for Krishna. You'll be like, have more affection for that guy, you know? But we live with Radharani. We're born in Barsana. We grew up with Radharani. And we serve Radharani. She goes to Yavat. We go to Yavat. Some Manjris, they get married and they go with their husband lives in Yavat and they move to Yavat. Say goodbye to their mom and dad. And some Manjris, their sisters get married to someone from Yavat. So then some Manjris, they tell their mother and father, I really don't want to get married because I'm like a sannyasini type, and I love Radharani too much, so I want to go live with my older sister in Yavat, and can dad make me a room on her roof with a private entrance? So then that's arranged, and so this Manjri, she stays in Yavat on the roof of her sister's house, and she moves in and out as she likes because she has her own entrance, and she's always with Radharani in Radharani's palace. But she has her official room on the roof, so she doesn't have to get married. That's nice. Good option. For those that, as we said a couple of days ago, that really can't stand living with anybody else except Krishna or Radharani. So Jiva Goswami Pad, he's saying, because their consciousness, as I said, so they are deeply attached to Krishna. Thus, they imitate Krishna in his pastimes. Because of intense general love, the gopis identify with Krishna's emotions, such as fear. That's exactly, the gopis are identifying with Krishna's emotions because of fear, etc. And the Manjris and Manjri Bhav, the sadhakas are supposed to identify with Radharani's emotions. And that's what it means to become Bhav Tadatmika. Bhav means sentiment. Bhav means feeling. Bhav means emotions. Bhav means condition. Bhav means desires. This is all has to become one. That's why it's a practice. It's a sadhana. Oh, you just chant Hare Krishna, hit, and you bump into a neem tree one day. Boom. Oh, now I'm in Manjri Bhav. Now I see Radharani. No, it's a sadhana. Raganuga is a sadhana. Vaidhi sadhana, Raganuga sadhana. Every day we practice. And for 5 minutes, we're too restless, and we just jump around like a monkey and do something else. And then we meditate for 10 minutes, and we try more and more to, as Srila Nantadas always says, try to be in the Leela. Try to stay in the Leela. Yes, Gurudev. It's not easy. We have to work. We have our families. We have to take a bath. We have to eat, cook, and clean, and go shop and buy. Where's the time? And finally, you have a half hour, and you're so tired from everything else you do, which is not in the in Krishna's Leela, then you start trying to meditate. It's called Laya. Laya means it's in Madhurya Kandambi. Laya means sleep. A tendency to sleep. Like Laya means lie down. L-A-Y-A. So the tendency to sleep when meditating. This is in Yoga Sutras by Patanjali. The same phenomenon that you're meditating. Especially because you're supposed to close your eyes when you meditate, and that's not a good idea if you're sleepy. Oh. Hare Krishna, Leela. You know. So you have to be wide awake, conscious, desirous, enthusiastic, and determined. Utsaha nischayat dharyat. My Gurudev said I have to meditate in his leelas. I have to meditate in my sroop and so many points. So every day I tried 5 minutes. Gurudev, I tried 5 minutes. Okay, very good. And 10 minutes and whatever. Then, sada tad bhava bhavita. Sada tad bhava bhavita. Always in that bhav. Always in that gopi bhav. Always in the mandri bhav. So they identify with Krishna's emotions in Damodar Leela. This is a very nice point, important point. He's saying they're identifying with the emotions, Krishna's emotions, such as fear, because now they're going through Krishna's different leelas. They're bhav taratmika with Krishna, and they're enacting his leelas in a chronological way, which is not like the way Shukadeva tells them. But they're going first Putana, and then Trinavarta, and then Shakatasura, and then Vatsasura, and then one by one. And identifying with different places and different emotions and different caricatures and different faces and postures and mudras and everything and movements. So it says first, in this Jiva Goswami Pad is saying the gopis are identifying with Krishna's emotions like fear, bhayam, in the Damodar Leela. But they're identifying with his emotions without touching Yashoda's motherly love. This is the English translation. It'd be nice to know the Sanskrit. But the idea is this. What is the stairati? What is the stairati of the gopis? Stairati means the permanent mood of loving attachment for Krishna, which never changes. It's established by Diksha. It's established by Guru. It's established and created by Diksha. We have no stairati. The jiva has no stairati. That's received by Guru and cultivated by mercy of Guru and your own sadhana, stairati. Gopis are in Madhurya Rati. Yashoda's in Vatsalya Rati. Yashoda's a mother, a motherly love. And the gopis are in the amorous love of man and woman. And they're supporting that and nourishing that and taking part in that, either directly or indirectly. Bhav Tadatmika or the, whatever the other one, I can't remember just now. But the mandris, I forget. I'm always thinking of the mandris. What are the other ones? What are they? Anyway, they're there. But the mandris are tat-tat-bhav-ichatmika. Oh, the other ones are just tat-tat-bhav. They just want that bhav. But, no, I'm not sure. But the mandris, they're identifying their icha. Their desire is to experience the feelings and the bhav. Oh, yes. The sakis like Lalita and Radharani, sambhog ichatmika. There's sambhog ichatmika. Icha, my desire, my need, my want, my aspiration of my atmika, my very self, body, mind, words, senses, everything, is to experience sambhog with Krishna. Sambhog with Krishna, sam means completely, full, enriched, absolute, and bhog means enjoyment. So enjoyment means anga sangha, prayog. Prayog, or anga sangha, which means union of the lover and beloved, nayaka, nayaka. So this is called sambhog ich atmika. Right? So the mandris, their desire is to serve Radharani's bhav, my icha is tat-tat bhav ich atmika. Their atma, their very selves, their very minds and hearts and beings, they icha, their desire is the bhav. They want to feel, what is Radharani feeling? What is the happiness she feeling? What is I don't want to have some boat with Krishna. Mantris don't want to enjoy with Krishna. Sometimes you see in Radharasa Niti, Krishna intoxicates. He intoxicates the mantris with his kisses and embraces because Radharani induces Krishna. Oh, Krishna, why don't you reward this mantri? She's doing such nice seva. Why don't you give her a sampling? Like sometimes you get a sample. You go to the sweet shop and you're looking like this. Well, I mean, the old days in Vrindavan, I don't know now, maybe everything costs 5 rupees, I don't know. But the old days, you're looking at some sweets, and then the sweet shop, because now they're so busy, they make so much money, they could care less. They don't treat anybody too nice anymore. But it used to be really nice bhav in the sweet shops. So you look, oh, this is nice. What is this? Oh, here, try. I gave you a little piece, and you try. Oh, what's this? And you try. What's this? Okay, thank you. And you go to the next sweet shop, and you try 10 pieces and 10 pieces. And after a while, you have 1 kilo free sweets, sampler pack, and you have your money in your pocket to buy some other things. You have to be a little clever, no? Krishna's stealing yogurt, but we're getting free samples. We don't have to steal. So this is sampler. A sampler of the gopi, the mantris, they want to sample. They want to taste. They want a taste of Radharani's love. They don't want to imitate. Oh, yeah, so Radharani said, let this mantri have a sample. Let her taste a little sample. So that's in Radharasunandi. So maybe it's up to Krishna's will and up to Radharani's order. Then the mantris will do whatever she wants. But generally, they refrain from the sambhog. So they maintain their stai rati of madhurya rati, but they're in the bhav. They're in the bhav, but they're not becoming mothers. The gopis are imitating Krishna's leelas and his fear, and they're in Krishna's bhav, but they don't touch Yashoda's motherly love. Krishna does, because when Krishna's in Damodar leela, then he's absorbed in Krishna's Akila Rasamurti. All the rasas, he's relishing. When he's with the coward boys, he's relishing sakirati, friendship. When he's with his mother, he's relishing vatsalirati. There can't be mother. No mother can have motherly love unless what? Unless she has a child to smother her with kisses and smother with her motherly love. So she needs a child. So the child's relishing the love and affection of the mother, and the mother's relishing the love and affection of the child. When a mother is suckling her baby, she feels very ecstatic. She feels very happy. That sensation, that experience, that's the epitome. That's the epitome of the rasa of motherhood. When the baby, you produce the baby and hold the baby to the breast and suckle him on your milk-filled breast, and the mother, by nature's arrangement, she gets a special thrill and excitement, happiness in her mind and even in her body. It's the blessings of God. And you think the baby, how happy, he's just smiling. He's so happy. He's filling up the tank. I mean, his belly's getting full and his mind is, you see him, he's just pressing and he's enjoying everything. The touch, the warmth, the love, the taste, the whole experience. It's a mutual loving exchange. It's called Vatsalya. Vatsa means baby cow. Vatsa means a little baby cow. It's called a Vatsa. Because the mother cow, Gomata, her love, her attachment, her affection, her protection for her baby is par excellent, unexcelled, unmatched, matchless. So therefore, when the Acharyas are describing Yashoda's love, not Devaki, she's Vatsali also, but when they're describing Yashoda's love for Krishna, this is the epitome of Vatsalya. Vatsalya. The Vatsa. The mother cow loves her baby so much, she's licking him and licking him and licking him. She wants to lick him and put him in her belly. She's licking so much. The baby's going this way, that way, on his little wobbly legs. He can't even stand up. The mother licks him and he goes 5 feet that way. Then she licks him that way and he goes 5 feet that way. And she licks his backside and lifts him up. She lifts his whole, because her backside goes up. And then he's like, my God, what's going on here? It's in some wild tufan in the middle of the ocean in her boat, this way, that way. So this is Vatsalya. So Mother Yashoda, she loves Krishna. When Krishna leaves in the morning for Gocharan Leela, and Purvan Leela 8:24 to 10:48. Then Mother Yashoda, she says goodbye 10 times. 10 times she said, "Oh Krishna, please don't go to the forest. We can send with so many other servants. Why do you have to go? Oh Krishna." And she kisses him 1,000 times and embraces him. And then Nanda Baba says, "Oh, yes." And then Yashoda lets him go and he runs away. Then Nanda Maharaj grabs him. "Oh Krishna," and he kisses him, smells his head, and lets him go. "Come on, Dad. You know, the cows are calling. They're looking back at me. Can you see? They're all looking back at me." And then, okay, you go. And then Krishna goes. And then they run behind him. "Oh, Krishna, wait. You're going to see him go into Leelamrita. So many meetings and departures and meetings and departures and meetings and departures. This is motherly love." So the gopis don't identify with that. They stay, and somehow they maintain their sthairati. Although they're absorbed in this, they're totally absorbed in this Vatsalya Leela, and they're playing the part of the Vishai, the Prem Vishai, and they're imagining the mood of Yashoda, but they don't change their Rati. However, there was no combination of conflicting bhavas because the gopis only imitated Krishna's bhav, and this imitation was done suddenly because of their state of unmad. Very nice. Deep point. At the unmad. Jiva Goswami goes on. He says, "The imitation of Krishna Leela is described in 9 verses beginning in 14 to 23 of the chapter 30. Remaining situated in their own sthayi rati," that's what I said, Madhurya Rati, "the gopis act," quote, "the gopis act like Putana," because one gopi becomes Putana. Another gopi says, "Get away from here, you witch," and all that, like this. But they do not take on her contrary mentality. In other words, contrary mentality means pratikul bhav. Pratikul. When Rupa Goswami defines shuddha bhakti, he says it must be anukulya. Anukulya man. The mind. The mind must be favorable. Anukulya. So the gopis are becoming Putana. Ah! You know, and they're acting like Putana. But they don't take on the mentality, "I want to kill you. I want to finish you. I don't want to destroy you." That's the bhav. That's the mentality. They don't take it on that. They just, but you know, it's just an act. They take on the externals, the posture, the voice, and, you know, but not the mentality. So he makes a very nice point. He says they don't take on her contrary mentality. They remain anukulya. I don't want to murder Krishna. I don't want to eliminate Krishna. I want to love him and serve him. I'm a gopi. One gopi acted like Krishna and someone acted. That means that someone, when one gopi acted as Krishna and one gopi acts as Putana, that means that the gopi who becomes Krishna, she only assumes the mood. It's all about the bhav. But she did not become Krishna. And then drinking milk from her breast, because Putana came to offer a poisonous breast to Krishna. Krishna drank. Drinking her milk from the breast, quote unquote, is only acting, since acting is being discussed. One gopi took the role of a cart, placing her hands and feet on the ground and raising her body up and all these things. So this is a nice point that he makes about the bhav. Vishnu Chakravarti comments on chapter 10, verse 30. Stunned in ecstasy. The gopis are saying, because the trees are stunned in ecstasy, they cannot speak. That's their conclusion. In their state of unmad, mahabhav, and madness and separation from Krishna, the gopis start asking questions to inanimate objects and ascribing material and emotions and desires to them and so forth, such as the earth, which earth is not really considered animate or alive in general terms. While in the midst of searching for Krishna, each gopi thinks, "I should take this opportunity myself to appear like Krishna and act out Krishna's pastimes, to give some momentary pleasure to myself and those distraught gopis also." This is a very nice point, really nice. Because the verse 14 is saying, having spoken these words, the gopis, distraught from searching for Krishna, begin acting out his various pastimes. fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, Tadatmika, Bhav Tadatmika. So that Vishwanath says, asks a question, like we say when we study Shastra, we should study with this questioning mood. Who, what, when, where, why? So why are they acting out the leelas? Oh, I don't know, just pass the time, or they're totally mad and that's where it's gone to. They can't find him, so they try to create, they try to manifest Krishna's appearance by acting like him. I had different reasons you could answer this question yourself. So Vishwanath gives his subjective answer or viewpoint, which is very sweet, actually. He says, while they're searching for Krishna and they're getting more and more unhappy by the minute, then some of the gopis are thinking, oh, actually, I want to make the gopis happy. And the gopis can only be happy if they see Krishna or they remember Krishna or they're somehow reminded of Krishna. So I'm going to start acting like Krishna. Hey, gopis. One gopi, she bends down, she picks up a stick, a dried stick, small stick, about 1 meter long. Some stick about a meter long. 1 meter, lumbi, long. So she picks it up and she's walking. And then she turns to the gopis. Hey, gopis, I'm Krishna. Watch how I walk. And she takes that stick and puts it to her mouth. She starts walking. And looking like Krishna. How is it? Do you remember Krishna? Ah, that's so funny. You look like Krishna. So this is what Vishwanath is telling. I was just acting out his words. He says, one gopi is thinking, I should take this opportunity to make myself appear like Krishna and act out his pastimes. Why? Because the verse only tells that. And Vishwanath says, he tells why, and he tells it through the words of some gopi, who says, I will do this to give some, why am I acting out Krishna's pastimes? Why am I becoming Krishna, imitating his flute playing? And then everyone went wild with the idea. Well, that's a good thing. I'll become Putin. I'll become a card. I'll become this. And everybody was excited. So why did she do that? So to give some momentary pleasure to myself and all these unhappy friends. Just see how compassionate that is, how concerned and loving that is, and how selfless that is. Because every gopi is dying in separation from Krishna. Every gopi wants to embrace Krishna. Every gopi wants to kiss Krishna. Every gopi wants to dance in the Ras Lila for Krishna. He invited them individually. They all came in mass. Now they're waiting for the fruits of their desire to be fulfilled for the Ras Lila. And Krishna will do that in his infinite expansions. So that's all. It's me consciousness. Oh, I want to meet Krishna because he'll dance with me in one form. And the other gopi thinks, I want to meet Krishna, he'll dance with me in another form. And Krishna did just that. But in the interim, but what about my other girlfriends? Forget about being selfish. I want to make them happy. Just see the love. Just see the mutual loving exchanges. Yes, I care for myself, but I care so much for you. I want to remind you about Krishna that I'll just absorb myself in Krishna for your pleasure. I'm acting for your pleasure. You understand? So Vishwanath is bringing this very beautiful point out, which shows that there's no envy in the spiritual world as we know it. Chandralu becomes envious of Radharani. Why? To increase Radharani's hatred? No. To increase Krishna's envy? No. To increase Krishna's pleasure and to increase Radharani's attachment? Why does Radharani become jealous of Chandravali? The same thing. To increase Chandravali's attachment. And she'll think, oh, Krishna's... Chandravali will think, Krishna's with Radharani? Why is he with Radharani? Oh, I know why. Because last night, she was dancing so wonderfully and perfectly. So he thought, well, okay, I'm going to favor Radharani, and he left me. Okay, tomorrow night, I'm going to really dance. I'm going to dance better than my sister, Radharani. And then Krishna... The basis of all their emotions, although it's rivalry and envy and what is called envy, right? Oh, I'm envious of Chandravali, I'm envious of Radharani. It's simply to enhance, expand, and increase Krishna's love for them and the flavors of his happiness and the nuances of his pleasure. At the same time, increase each other's happiness. So Chandravali is the greatest servant of Radharani, and Radharani is the greatest servant of Chandravali. This is all based on love, mutual nourishment, mutual appreciation. This is Goloka Vrindavan. Yes? As the gopis remember each of Krishna's pastimes, their minds become absorbed in Krishna, Tadatmika. This is so amazing because we're reading about the gopis and we're reading about this, their viraha, the separation from Krishna, and they're searching for Krishna and their minds are absorbed in Krishna. Well, just take this out. We're sadhakas. We're separated from Radharani and Krishna, and we're searching for them in our meditation. We're searching for them in our japa. We're searching for them in our lives, in our hearts, in others, in everything we do. And we're just following the same path that what you say, Gopi Anugata. E neva dana dara sakirano gato karo. We pray to Tulsi, oh Tulsi, oh Vrindadevi. Please bless me, I can follow the gopis like this. So they're remembering Krishna's pastimes and their minds are becoming tadatmika with Krishna. So we should be remembering Krishna's pastimes and our minds should become tadatmika with Radha. This is Mantri Bhav, this is Gopi Bhav. And then we begin to act out those pastimes. That would be amazing. Start with reading them. Start with meditating on them. Start with identifying with them. Start with so many starts. Many starts, but start. Beginning with the killing of Putana. In this context, it should be understood that Yogamaya took the form of another gopi within their company to act out those pastimes which were inconsistent with the gopis' sthayarati, while the gopis themselves acted out those pastimes which were favorable to their loving mood. So what he's saying is, when Krishna is enacting Putana Lila, when the gopis are reenacting Krishna's Putana Lila, one gopi becomes Krishna. That's favorable to her mood. And another gopi becomes Putana. But it's not one of the Astasakis. It's not one of the Krishna's Nayaka Sakis. It's Yogamaya. She manifests the form of a gopi and she becomes Putana. Saki is it. So this is what he's saying. Just like in Pralambasura, the story of Pralambasura and the cowherd Leela. Pralambasura, he saw one day that one cowherd boy was sick. He wasn't there. So he was a yogi. He's a yogi servant of Kamsa. Because he once met Kamsa and Kamsa challenged him. And because Kamsa had all mystic cities. So he defeated the yogi. He said, now you have to work for me. And that's how he got all his henchmen, all his cronies, all the cronies and henchmen that gathered around Kans. They were all defeated by him in battle. Keshi, he fought Keshi. It was an amazing battle. They were fighting and he threw Keshi 80 yojanas in the sky and Keshi came running right down and kicked him in the head. And there's a whole fight described in the Gargasamhita. It's really wild, totally wild. And it says there that Keshi picked up Govardhan Hill and threw it at him or something. We don't buy that. We don't accept that. Because there's so many Leelas where even Hanuman couldn't pick up. Hanuman couldn't, and Ram Leela, Hanuman came to pick up. In the whole history of Govardhan, Dronachala, and Dronachala was Achalani's mouth in South India, and his son's name was Giriraj. That's a long story. So many stories from my Raj Leela tapes from different Puranas and Ram Leela. So Giriraj was, Hanuman was going all around India finding big boulders to throw over there on that bridge, the Setu, Dharma Setu, the bridge of Dharma to reunite Sita with Ram, or Ram with Sita, and defeat Ravana and Sri Lanka. So many rocks and boulders were brought from Himalayas and everywhere. So Hanuman was flying, got a little off course. Maybe his navigation, man was not working right. So he ended up in Vrindavan, and then he saw this big Giriraj Parvat. He said, oh, this is a big mountain. I'll come down and pick it up. And so he went and picked it up. Oh, he couldn't pick it up. And he said, who are you anyway? And he circumambulated Giriraj. That's very pleasing to Giriraj, by the way. So he circumambulated. And he said, oh, who are you? Please reveal. I am Giriraj. And said, he said, listen, what are you doing? I'm waiting to serve Krishna. I'm just waiting here to serve Krishna. Acha. But Krishna is now here in the form of Ram in South India. And we need a lot of rocks over there for the bridge. And can you come? So he said, I don't know really, or whatever. So then Hanuman went back to that place where they're building the bridge. South India. And then he asked Ram, he said, I have this big boulder and I want to bring him down here. And then, but when I tried to bring him, he started crying. He didn't want to leave Vrindavan. But he didn't want to not leave. He wanted to serve you, but he didn't want to leave. So then Ramachandra told Hanuman, he said, listen, you tell him. You tell him it's okay, the bridge is finished. The Giriraj should stay in Vrindavan. But when I come as Krishna, he'll be the greatest of all Haridasas. And he will serve me in so many wonderful ways. So Hanuman gave this news because Giriraj was crying. Oh, that's what happened. Hanuman went to, you know, he said, wait, let me go. So he went to Ram and said, I found this big rock. And he said, I don't need, tell him. So when Hanuman came back to Vrindavan, he said, Giriraj, Ramchandra doesn't need you. He doesn't need your service. You don't have to leave and do any seva. Oh, you said I could do seva. He's same as Krishna. And Giriraj was crying and crying and crying. And then Hanuman said, oh, don't cry, Giriraj. We're crying for Giriraj, but Giriraj is crying. So Giriraj, don't cry, Giriraj. Why? Because Ramchandra said, yes, the bridge is finished and we don't need your service. But Ramchandra said he will come as Krishna very soon. I mean, not very soon, but in that time, Dwapara Yuga. And then you just wait for a little time and then you will do so many sevas. Then Giriraj is very happy. So this is from the Puranas. So Giriraj has many, many leelas. We told so many in our Yatras, Raj Yatras. So now this is the time for another Harinam, Hari Sankirtan Leela. And that's all another Leela. And we'll just we finish these commentaries of Jiva and Vishnath on this 14th verse of chapter 30. And this one has somewhat a few words we can say on this verse, short. Failing to get any response to their questioning from the forest denizens, the gopis feel very discouraged in their search. They enter a trance of prema samadhi, absorbed in Krishna. Then they start to imitate Krishna's pastimes, beginning with Bhutana, the first demon who tried to come and kill Krishna. So that's the conclusion of verse 14. And we didn't get an opportunity, but tomorrow we will read from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, because now that whole section where there was a monologue and each gopi was speaking to it. One gopi spoke to the trees, another gopi spoke to the latas. It's called monologue. One person speaking, no dialogue. So that whole monologue section for about 14 verses, that's finished. Now they're imitating from verses 15 to, I don't know, 25 or so. They're imitating Krishna's leelas. So Lord Chaitanya will get a reminder. We'll be reminded of the whole leela of the gopis searching by hearing Lord Chaitanya's Leela tomorrow. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana Ki Jai. Jai Om.